Okay. So now to bring you a more current report as of December 31st. So in your packet, you would have seen a income statement. It was blue and on there. So you will see that our realty transfer tax is still projected to bring in over $20 million this year. We're 48% over budget. As I look down on our revenue size, I see no concerns. I see where our conservative budgeting at 80%, we're going to be able to exceed our budget. Overall, right now, our total revenues are 8% over our budget. We will start seeing this shorten a little bit, but that's by design, because after we reach that $16 million in realty, that will move right over to our capital fund. So we're not going to rely on that. So we'll see that shortening in there.
So we're only looking for $16 million.
We're only looking for $16 million because that's what we budgeted, and we want to save the rest of it and put it in our capital fund for our pay-as-you-can-go.
If we have the rest of it anymore.
No. Yes, yes. So then if you move on to the expenditures, which I'm going to tie the report I just talked about, our June 30th, to our expenditures here. If you look at the line item that says county administration, you can see we budgeted $4 million there. That includes what we expect to operate the administration, plus what was anticipated as our revenues over expenditures, what I just discussed. So that has been put in the budget so that we knew the public safety, libraries needed, they came to us, they needed some more funds to help, but we, you know, we're going to help them out if we knew we had the money as a one-time thing. So now that it has been recognized, we're able to now start spending that $3 million down. So right now, as of June 30th, because the report wasn't done, we hadn't spent it. So as you can see, most of the budget, all the line items, there's nothing that concerns me. Everything looks like it's going to come under budget as expected. So far, our expenditures are $3 million over our budget. So as of right now, it's revenues over expenditures of about $3 million. And as I'm going to repeat myself, so when I come in here in March and it doesn't surprise you, that number will shorten up a little bit. So there's no surprise.
The gap will be closed.
It will be closed. Yeah.
There you go.
I have a question.
Question, Mrs. Beamer.
You mentioned the 44 policemen. It seems that during summertime we have such a need for them, and not at this time of year. It's not in your really in your bailiwick to do this, but I'm just wondering if we could talk them into having extra in the summertime and pulling back maybe in the cold months. And I think they have done that in the past, but as far as I know, they're not interested. But it would really help us, I think. So thank you.
More questions of Mrs. Jennings. Thank you very, very much. Bob Jones.
Well, come on.
Come on down there, buddy.
I'm scared. You startled her.
I'm talking about runway extensions and change orders. All that stuff.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you today?
Very well.
The item on the agenda that I'm presenting is change order number 2 for Extend Runway 422 Package 2 project, which was contract number 12-07, which was constructed by George & Lynch Incorporated. We had a change order 1 in the end of September that I said we'd have another one because we had other items to iron out. And in this, what this does is adjust several of the contract items, again, the final quantities, and the large item was to eliminate the obstruction tower. In the spreadsheet, you saw there was 16 add, deduct, new items, which, you know, were part of the change order. The two of them were basically for some additional landscaping and seeding and mulching we asked George Lynch to do. The other 14 were for minor adjustments to the electrical communications portion of the project. Now there will be there will be a change order 3. In the bid we had allowances for the utilities to take down the lines on Route 9, and we haven't finalized our final costs on several of those. We're predicting that it's either be a wash or a slight credit at this point. once we get their final numbers. Okay, this change order reduces the contract amount by $179,590 to a revised contract total of $4,240,336.63. Excuse me. Is there any questions?
Questions to council?
I'm glad to hear it. Sounds good to me.
No.
Reducing it.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes, sir.
Please read your motion.
Thank you. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number two for Sussex County contract number 1207, extend runway 422 package two with George Lynch Incorporated be approved, which decreases the contract amount by the amount of $179,590 for a new contract total of $4,240,336.63, subject to the approval of the Federal Aviation Administration.
And that's his.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah, I'll second
Mr. Cole,
it.
Second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. We're going to take this opportunity, since Mr. Jones is in front of us, to recognize his years of service with the county. since Mr. Jones is a person that likes the attention of the spotlight, we figured we'd grab him while we had him. This is Bob's last week with the county.
Yes, sir.
And,
is it really?
Yes. He is going to be sunsetting into a new stage of his life. So. It's been a pleasure working with you personally, and it's always a joy to see you come in front of the council and handle your duties for the engineering department. We have a small tribute here that we'd like to read. Sussex County Council tribute, be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends William R. Jones for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from March 2006 to January 2015, 8 years and 11 months. The Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to William R. Jones with wishes of happiness, good health, and joy today and always. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. January 27, 2015. Congratulations and best of luck in retirement.
Very much.
Thank you for your work. Take your photo op. Come on out. Come on, you got a smile. Look pretty here. Come on.
That'd be nice.
Thank you very much for all your service.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
It's been great. Thank you very much.
What are your plans?
Retirement.
All county employees retire to Shinkatig.
Create a little sawdust.
There you go. As
you've all seen knickknacks.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations on your retirement. Appreciate all you did.
Here. Engineer extraordinaire.
Experts are.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
That's very good.
Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three grants for your consideration. The first one is the Town of Ocean View is requesting a sponsorship for their 2014 homecoming event. This event is a century-old tradition held in May to welcome back summer residents. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $250 from Mr. Cole.
I would like to do the same. They hold it their John West Park, and it brings a lot of people, and they have a lot of fun. So I'd like to help with $250.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Awesome. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $250 to the Town of Ocean View for the 2015 homecoming event for Mr. Cole's Council Bank account. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Habitat for Humanity is requesting $1,200 for a table sponsorship to their annual Hard Hats and Heels event. Funds from this event helps Habitat's mission to address urgent housing needs in our community. There have been no past grants for this event. Last council grant was in 2008 for $8,000 to help with their phone system.
Who put it on the agenda?
Ms. Deaver.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, they provide a lot of homes for folks with very, very low income. And I just think it goes along with one of our goals to help as well.
Do we have enough interest to get a table or be a sponsor? I'd have to go through my closet, look for some heels, but I got a hard hat. I can borrow that young man's heels right now.
What if we each provided $100? That would be a very modest.
What does the table sponsorship cost? Do we know?
$1,200
for an entire table?
Right, $240 each if you go that way.
And how many people are? Is it eight at a
Probably
table?
Eight
at a table.
Probably eight.
Let's just do $100 each, and then would everybody be because they do a countywide thing, and we'll help.
How much?
$100 each.
They do a great job.
A motion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. To grant $500 to the Sussex County Habitat for Humanity for the annual fundraising event. Questions on the motion? That's $100 for each council bank account.
What kind of event was it?
Annual fundraising event.
It's their big one that they have.
What's it called?
Habitat for Humanity.
No. Hard hats and
hard
heels.
Hats and heels.
So I'll wear the hard hat, you wear the heels.
Any more questions on the motion?
Yes, I do. Is it $500 per account, or is it $500 in total?
$100 total. $100 each person. Total.
Thank you for the clarification.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Barlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. I'm just thinking about saying these heels. Next, Mrs. Jennings.
The next one is Clear Space Productions. They're requesting $2,000 to support their annual operational costs. Clear Space has three facets. They produce dozens of performances, provide an educational program offering classes to more than 700 students a year, and make community presentations throughout Delaware. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Cole and $250 from Ms. Deaver.
Mr. Cole, will you do that again?
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant Clear Space Theater Company for operating expenses $500, being $200 Mrs. Deaver's account and $250 Mr. Cole's account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I will say yes from their account. Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
He learns fast.
Introduction proposed any ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes, we have several, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a Metairie microbrewery for the manufacturing of honey wine and tasting to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100 and Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.99 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of TBHM LLC, and it's in Ms. Deaver's district.
Mm-hmm. Is that a fancy name?
I'll introduce
Ripple?
It. But
I have no idea.
I don't support it, but I'm introducing it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
Yep.
Boone's Farm is that
and
the
next is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 49.66 acres more or less, and is filed on behalf of Convergence Communities. And it's in Mr. Cole's district.
Yes, we'll put that on, I guess.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 114.4821 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of TD Rehoboth LLC, and is in Ms. Deaver's district.
Well, I'll introduce it.
Yeah. Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
And the next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork 100, Sussex County, containing 2.062 acres more or less, and is filed on behalf of B. Ray Investments LLC, Mr. Wilson's district.
I'll introduce it.
Wilson introduces it.
And the last one is an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.33 acres more or less, filed on behalf of Sussex Ventures LLC, and is in Mr. Vincent's district.
I'll introduce it.
And that is all, Mr.
President.
And this
doesn't indicate support. for it. Just a lot of people think we get the one who introduced it as supporting
it. So when we have an ordinance proposed, so the public knows this, ordinance proposed, some council member must introduce it to put it on the agenda for future use. Mm-hmm. And normally speaking, it's the council member whose district it's in. Mm-hmm. Does not say you are for or against it. You simply put it on the agenda.
Thank you.
Council members' comments. Any comments from council? Mr. Deaver.
Are you calling on me?
Yeah, well, I thought you raised. I'm sorry.
I'm still having. What's that?
If you, I would raise your hand. I'm sorry. If you don't have anything, that's fine.
I'm still having a little trouble with people calling me because neighbors next door built a new home and it's flooding them out, and I'm having trouble with that, and it's been an issue for a long time. So I hope we can address it because otherwise it leaves people out there unprotected. And the only thing I know that that can remedy it is a lawsuit, which is not a good way to tell people they have to do that. And so I'd like to see it prevented some way, maybe legislation.
Thank you, ma'am. Anything else from council? The only comment I would make, Mr. Arlett, Mr. Wilson joined me last evening. We attended the tribute to Senator Venables on his retirement. The Laurel Fire Department was 400 people there, standing, pretty much standing room only. It was a very, very nice event to honor, I think, a great statesman, somebody mm-hmm. that's done a lot for this county over the years. The governor did come down and award him the Order of the First State, which is a very prestigious award to be awarded somebody. So it was a very nice event, and congrats to him on his years of service this county and this state, and I wish him well in his retirement with his more fishing abilities.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, may I apologize.
Charlotte.
I do want to make a public notation here that we did have the opportunity yesterday morning to take a tour of the airport as the new councilman, along with Mr. Jim Hicken. He gave me a personal tour of the airport, shared the details of the airport, what was going on with the airport, the plans for the airport, and I will tell you that we were very pleased with the tour and all that's involved with the airport. There's a lot more there than perhaps the public is even aware of. Which was, I think, a very good experience for me. Also, yesterday morning, I had the opportunity to visit and attend the aging committee, along with the drug committee that the council here has as a subcommittee. So I was there as a representative of the council and be a part of a forum talking about our aging population and also our drug challenge in our community. And it was an honor to be there. And we have lots of very devoted people committed to helping our community better. And I want to commend them publicly for their efforts.
Thank you, sir. Anything else from council?
I'm glad Mr. Arlett has joined the council because he's helped average out our ages. The rest of us made me feel younger.
It's an honor to serve you, Councilman.
Thank you.
We'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel and land acquisition.
Yes, I'll
motion,
make
Mrs. Deaver, second.
Yes, second.
Cole, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now in executive session, I assume, downstairs.
Please.